Hello, and welcome to this latest Fraser of Allender podcast. I'm Rob Watts, and today we'll be building on our research into how people with learning disabilities can be better supported in our economy and society. We'll be exploring the role that social enterprises have to play in this, and I'm delighted to be joined by Heather, Jessica, Luke, Jack, and Ben from The Usual Place, which is a social enterprise based in Dumfries. So let's jump straight in and speak with Heather, who set up The Usual Place in 2011. Heather, can you tell us, what is it? What is The Usual Place?
The Usual Place is part of Inspired Community Enterprise Trust. So Inspired Community Enterprise Trust is a charity and was established in 2011 to respond to the needs and ambitions of young disabled people. Inspire Community Enterprise Trust is a unique value-based organisation which pushes the boundaries in delivering life-changing employment and citizenship opportunities for young people aged between 14 and 26 who have learning disabilities, autistic young people and young people with additional support needs, and that includes physical and sensory impairment and mental health issues. The young people are, and always have been, central to the strategy and the development of the organisation, which is underpinned by three core values. Everyone is of equal worth, everyone can contribute to their community, and everyone should be treated with dignity and respect. Our young people came up with the core values, and they underpin all of our activities. The Usual Place is an award-winning social enterprise cafe which delivers accessibly adapted training qualifications and employment opportunities in a real-life business environment for young people who previously faced a future as passive recipients of care services and are instead enabled and empowered to be effective economic contributors and active citizens.
And how did The Usual Place come about?
The Usual Place was imagined following the Youth Matters conference in 2011. This conference was led by DG Voice, which is the local disabled people's representative organisation, and I was a development manager at the time. It involved disabled young people from across Dumfries and Galloway and asked the question, what needs to happen for me to reach my full potential? Unsurprisingly, disabled young people said they wanted exactly the same as their non-disabled peers. They wanted study, training, jobs, careers, friendships, and relationships. Young disabled people told us that they encountered a cliff edge when they left school and that their positive destination was very different from that of their non-disabled peers. Even if they went on to college, it only meant that that cliff edge was delayed by 3 years and at the end of life skills courses that failed to deliver any qualifications which would help them achieve their ambitions. Young people told us that they felt marginalised, patronised and useless. They told us that they wanted life, not a service. They wanted to earn their living and have an independent future and to be seen as capable of achieving this in their own right. The Hollywood Trust, which funded the Youth Matters conference, challenged DG Voice as to what was going to be done with the Shiny conference report and the findings and what would be done to respond to the pleas of the young people involved. Thanks to support from various funders, including the Big Lottery Fund, the Hollywood Trust, Dumfries and Galloway Council, NHS Dumfries and Galloway, the Wooden Spoon and Solway Heritage, The Usual Place was born and opened to the public in 2015. It's always been our ambition that the cafe is seen as a high quality hospitality venue in its own right. And we have successfully achieved this in Dumfries by being awarded Dumfries and Galloway Cafe of the Year in 2016.
And so why was there a need for The Usual Place? Because you talked about this survey and young disabled people talking about how they felt marginalized. Like, why was this, this gap or this need not being filled?
Yeah, transition from school to early adulthood and into sustainable and meaningful positive destinations is a particular challenge for our young citizens with additional support needs and learning disabilities and their families. The Usual Place, however, has shown that with just the appropriate adjustments and support, it is possible to challenge the prevailing negative attitudes towards the economic and civic potential of disabled people in the community and the workplace. Developing a partnership approach with Dumfries and Galloway College, rather than creating an SVQ centre in The Usual Place, was a deliberate approach, and it was designed to develop and promote an inclusive pathway to further education for young people with additional support needs, to create an outward-looking approach to opportunity. This enables a non-institutional approach, importantly encouraging further external and professional scrutiny. Demonstrating an outcome-focused service development delivery, the usual place has enabled opportunity-deprived young people, because this is what our young people are, to achieve mainstream qualifications leading to work, to further mainstream study, and to successful employment, where our young people have been really successful. Young people from the usual place participate in the engagement with employers on our employability work stream, which is being undertaken to enable and support employers to include people with learning disability in the workforce. Their skills and abilities are demonstrated to the business through this engagement, which in turn has created more opportunities for other businesses following them. We're a disability confident leader organisation, and 70% of our own staff team employed are disabled. This role models equality. Since we opened on the 30th of July 2015, 26 young people have completed full SVQ qualifications. Many more have completed Dynamic Youth Awards. 19 plus people have moved on into paid employment, and 6 people have set up their own businesses. We've had over 8 people moving into more mainstream vocational qualifications. Many young people have been through our programs and not achieved qualifications as such, but they have moved on to personally meaningful occupations. And all of these young people who are now independent and economically active would otherwise have been facing a life of institutional type supports and daycare.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, Heather. It's a real success story. I just want to touch on how the usual place is funded, because I think, so it's a social enterprise, which is maybe not something that a lot of people are familiar with. So can you talk about, how is the usual place funded?
Achieving the funding required for young people to achieve their civic and career ambitions is an ongoing challenge, particularly post-COVID, for us and many other charities and social enterprise. As a social enterprise, the usual place has got a focus on earned income, which provides a significant proportion of our budget. We are, at heart, a very successful business in the community. However, when we were required by the Scottish Government to close because of COVID, this income instantly came to an end, but our services didn't. We're very fortunate in that we were able to use some furlough for some direct support staff, and we were also able to successfully apply for some emergency funding. When we set up the usual place, we had a lot of initial funding and investment in both the development of our fully accessible premises and also our early revenue streams. And moving on from that, we've had to be really quite creative in our sources of funding. This is really important. Despite being very much self-funded, the most important resource for young people is a team of people skilled in coaching and mentoring and enablement if they're to achieve their employment and self-employment ambitions. And this doesn't come cheap. Currently, we've got a 3-year funding from the National Lotteries Community Fund, and that's hugely significant and important. We've got a small amount of funding from the Scottish Government and local council, and we've secured some small pots for individual activities and events, but it is an ongoing challenge. We are, however, hopeful that our successful enablement approach, which enables young people to move into work and out of poverty and into well-paid work and self-employment, will positively attract more investment and lead ultimately to sustainability of funding and outcomes. The supported employment review for the Scottish Government, which our young people have participated in, is due to report soon, and we are very much hoping that that will lead to a greater focus on promoting employment, and that we will achieve some funding through this, through the outcomes of this.
So for our listeners, what lessons do you think we can learn from the usual place?
I think the biggest lesson is that actually with the right opportunities in place and the right enabling support in place, young people with learning disabilities and other additional support needs can be fully included in the workplace and make an equal contribution to the economic development of the area and indeed immediately post-COVID economic recovery.
You talked about the importance of giving people the right support. What can wider society do to better support young people with additional support needs?
One of the biggest challenges facing our young people is the poverty of expectation that surrounds them, an expectation that they can't work, that they aren't going to be employable, and that they don't have any contribution to make to the economic recovery that is coming post-COVID. And I think what the employers who have employed people from the usual place has found is that our young people are committed, they are conscientious, they turn up on time, they do the job that's expected of them, and that they do it well, and that they certainly can learn and they certainly can achieve. And it makes good business sense to employ our young people.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the key. There's a strong business case behind this.
Yes, we're working with a couple of big businesses in Dumfries and Galloway at the moment who are struggling to attract and retain staff. And our young people are currently working with these businesses to create an employment pathway in the business to enable them to be successfully employed and to enable the employers and the work team to successfully welcome people with additional support needs into the work team. And this actually is going really well.
Great. Well, thanks for that insight, Heather. We're going to speak to some of the young people who work at the usual place now. So I'm delighted to introduce Jessica, Luke, Jack and Ben. First question, guys. Can you tell us how you got involved in the usual place? Jessica?
I got involved in the usual place to meet new friends and learn to work in hospitality.
Great. And how about you, Luke?
I got involved in the usual place at a job fair where I was walking around and I got approached by Heather about if I wanted to come work here. And I've been here for at least nearly 5 years now, you know.
Oh, wow. That says a lot in itself. Jack, how about you? How did you get involved in the usual place?
Well, me and my mum went for coffee at the usual place. And we sat down and we spoke to Chandra on the phone to say, come in, have a tour around the usual place. And I said to Mum, we're enjoying it.
Cool. And last up, Ben, how about you?
I got involved in the usual place by my school. It was late 2018. I was in S6 and I haven't had any work experience prior, so the school got me to get some work experience in the usual place, and I've stayed ever since, minus the couple of times it was shut due to lockdown.
Okay, so can you guys tell us more about what you do at the usual place?
I serve customers the hot foods from the kitchen and serve coffee and tea from the counter.
And how about you, Luke?
I work on the front of house. I do the teas and coffees. I take people to the tables and serve drinks at meet and greet. And I also do the hot food by taking the food out of the kitchen to the customers.
So it's a very public-facing role that you have. You have to serve a lot of people.
Yeah, it is a very public-facing role. We have to constantly talk to the customers and tell them that the food's there, and then you have to, because of COVID, you have to stand back and do all them things and that lot.
And Jack?
Yeah, I help in the kitchen, making scones, cakes, better than fin, so.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been there now?
From 2019.
Oh, so 2 years, and mostly during the COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
And last up, same question to Ben. What do you do at the usual place?
So the things I've done at the usual place involves mainly around the front of house area. So I'd be doing stuff like making hot drinks for the customers and getting the drinks and cakes ready for the customers. I would serve the drinks and the food to the customers. I would do some of the laundry. I would direct the customers over to the selected tables. I would do the spot cleaning and clean the toilets, and I would use the till to make up the orders for the customers. I've also helped out with a couple of events. I've helped out with one of the weddings that took place in the usual place at a weekend. I've also helped with a pop-up shop that took place in a local premise.
Okay, wow, you guys, you sound like busy people. And it's great to hear about your hard work and what you give to the usual place. But I'm also wondering what the usual place gives to you. So can you tell us about the impact that working at the usual place has had on your life? Jessica first.
It has helped me to make new friends and feel more confident in talking.
Great. And Luke?
On my impact on me, it's helped me become a better person, and in my life, it's made me like help other people when they need my help in the usual place to make them a better person.
Oh, because you mean like helping your colleagues and like helping other new people?
Yeah.
And Jack, what have you gained from working at the usual place?
Trying new skills with food and talking to customers and that. So, yeah.
Great. And Ben?
Being here has also helped with my communication skills to where I can, for example, communicate to customers about what's in their till order or how to or what they should do before ordering, and also socializing with staff. So it's helped build my confidence up. I've also built some confidence by doing a couple of things, for example, this podcast right now, and I helped with an autism video that the usual place did, where they were dismissing the myths of autistic people not wanting to work in a hospitality environment, and there were a couple of questions that I answered. Being here has also helped build up my volunteering hours to where I joined in late 2018, and then in late 2019 I managed to get up to 500 hours of volunteering, so I got a 500 hours Saltire award, and this helped contribute to a majority of those hours.
That all sounds fantastic. So thanks for coming along today, guys. I'm just going to come back to Heather for the last word. Heather, when you look back at what everyone has achieved at the usual place, can you tell us what advice would you give to someone who was starting out on something similar? So, for example, if someone was setting up a social enterprise.
I would advise people to go for it. It has been one of the most rewarding and personally fulfilling developments in my whole life, seeing these young people take their place in society, to move into work, to move into business, and to see people who previously would have been regarded as incapable of that, taking those steps into a meaningful life. And that actually, I didn't have any special skills in doing that, just a belief that we need to do it and it can be done. People were very generous in their support to me in different similar organizations. And I would say to people, have no fear, speak to people who are doing something similar to what you're thinking about doing and go for it.
Well, that's a great message to end on. So thank you so much to Heather, Jessica, Luke, Jack and Ben from The Usual Place for sharing your experiences with us today. And we'll see you again soon for another Fraser of Allender podcast. Thanks for listening.